All right, everyone, buckle up, because today we are going deep, deep, deep
Beep.
into Sacramento property management,
That's right.
like a crash course. Think of it this way, like, you know those times you wish you could just download someone's brain
Yeah.
and like get all their knowledge?
Totally.
Well, this
Yeah.
is kind of like that
Exact.
for
Well,
Sacramento real estate.
it
And
is.
even if you're like, wait, I don't live in Sacramento,
Right.
I still think you're going to get a lot out of
I
this
think so too.
because so much of this stuff applies everywhere. I
Absolutely.
mean, we're talking the core principles of what makes property management tick,
Yep.
and those are universal.
For sure.
Plus, everyone's connected to real estate in some way,
Right.
whether you're renting or owning or just dreaming of your future place.
Yeah.
This stuff matters.
Big time.
So,
Brought
what are we
me.
going to be diving into today?
Well, we've got 10 big topics.
10 key
Maybe the
areas
essentials.
of being a successful property manager
Especially
in
now.
Sacramento.
Yeah.
So we're going to cover things like legal disclosures, tenant screening, which
Where
honestly
is that?
sounds a little boring,
Yeah, kind of.
but it's super
Oh,
important.
it's
I mean,
huge.
imagine accidentally renting to someone who like throws wild parties every night
Oh, man.
and trashes the place.
Nightmare.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tenant screening
It's
can
important.
prevent that.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've got tenant screening, we've got legal disclosures.
Lease agreements,
Oh yeah, lease agreements.
rent collection,
Maintenance and repairs.
risk management insurance,
Evictions, even
inspections.
inspections.
The whole nine yards.
It's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
But don't worry, we'll break it all down.
Yeah, we'll make it easy.
Make it easy to understand.
Yeah. And I'm really excited to share my insights.
Oh yeah, I forgot to ask.
Yeah.
Who are you?
So I've been working in the Sacramento property market for,
For what?
yeah, for quite a while now, and I've seen it all.
So you know all the ins and outs
I like to think so.
and all the little
Oh,
quirks
the crips.
that make Sacramento unique.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, I am so ready to pick your brain.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's dive into our first topic, which is understanding the inherent risk of failure to disclose.
Ooh, that's a big one.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
And it sounds pretty serious.
It is
It's like
serious.
straight out of a courtroom drama.
But sometimes it does end up in court.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it can.
So what is it about failing to disclose that is so risky?
Well, in Sacramento and in California in general,
Sure.
we have a very strict legal landscape when it comes to property management.
Oh, I see.
Transparency is key.
Transparency.
Landlords have to disclose any known issues with the property,
Nice.
whether it's like a past pest
Oh,
infestation
wow.
or a leaky roof
Or
or
renovate.
mold. Oh, especially mold.
Mold is a big one.
Huge in California. We
Yeah.
had a case here in Sacramento a while back
Oh, tell me about it.
where a landlord didn't disclose a previous mold issue,
Oh, no.
and the tenant ended up developing serious respiratory problems.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it ended up in a lawsuit.
Wow.
And the landlord had to pay out a lot of money.
See, this is why this stuff is so important.
Right.
Because, like you said, sometimes it can end up in court,
Exactly.
and nobody wants that.
No, nobody.
So, documentation is
But
key.
see, absolutely.
You got to keep records of everything
Everything.
and be upfront and honest with your tenants.
Absolutely. Honesty is the best policy.
All right, so we've talked about the risks of not disclosing.
Right.
Let's move on to our next big topic, which is
Tenant screening.
tenant screening.
Finding those perfect tenants.
Yes. How do you find the right tenants?
Well, especially in a competitive market like Sacramento, it's all about being thorough.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
more than just like running a quick background check.
Okay.
You really want to dive deep.
Deep dive.
Yes,
Yeah.
a deep dive into their history.
Okay.
So we're talking credit
Right.
reports.
Employment verification.
Okay.
Speaking with previous landlords,
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
you want to get a sense of their rental history.
Their track record,
Or
exactly.
are they reliable?
Do they pay rent on time?
Exactly. Do they take care of the
Are
property?
they good neighbors?
All of that.
Wow. So it's really about
Mitigating risk.
risk.
Yeah. You want to avoid those problem tenants.
The ones who throw the wild parties.
The party animals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, you've done your due diligence.
Yep.
You've screened your tenants. You found a good one.
Great.
You're ready to sign the lease.
Almost.
Almost. What role do lease agreements play in all of this?
Oh, they're crucial.
Crucial
They're
how?
like the bedrock
How?
of the entire landlord-tenant relationship.
Okay.
And especially in California, with our complex legal system,
Right.
it's so important to have everything clearly outlined in the lease.
So it's not just about like the rent amount and when it's due. No, it's much more than that. Like, you have to think about things like specific clauses that are relevant to California.
Okay, give me an example.
Okay, well, for example, in Sacramento, we're in an earthquake zone.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's really important to have a clause in the lease about earthquake retrofitting
I see.
so that if there's an earthquake, both the landlord and the tenant understand their
Makes
responsibility.
sense.
It protects everyone involved. It's all about clarity.
Okay, so lease agreements.
Super important.
More than just like a basic contract.
Way more.
Yeah,
It's
got it.
like a roadmap for the entire landlord-tenant relationship.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this stuff is so important.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is. It's like a whole world.
It
All
is.
right, so the lease is signed. Everyone's happy.
Let's collect some rent.
Oh, yeah, rent collection time.
The fun part.
I mean, it sounds pretty straightforward.
Right, just pay the rent.
But are there any, like, common pitfalls that Sacramento landlords need to watch out for?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, what are they?
Well, first of all, California has very specific regulation
Regulation.
around things like late fees, grace periods, security deposit handling. So landlords need to be very careful.
So they don't accidentally break the law.
Exactly. And then on top of that, just staying organized, keeping track of who's paid and who hasn't, it can be a lot.
So is there anything that can help with that?
Well, technology is a huge help these days.
Technology.
Yeah, like online payment platforms, they make it so much easier for landlords to
Collect rent
collect
for
rent.
tenants to pay.
Exactly. And it helps ensure that everything is done by the book.
So it's a win-win.
Win-win.
Okay, so we've got legal disclosures,
Check.
tenant screening,
Check.
lease
It's
agreements,
check.
rent collection.
Okay.
What's next?
Property maintenance and repairs.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Huge, especially in Sacramento.
Why, especially in Sacramento?
Well, we have some pretty unique weather conditions here.
Yeah, hot summers.
Yeah, scorching summer.
And sometimes we get those big rainstorms.
Those atmospheric rivers.
Exactly.
So keeping up with maintenance is essential.
Okay, what kind of maintenance are we talking about?
Well, everything from HVAC maintenance.
Air conditioning.
Yeah, keeping those units running smoothly.
Especially in the summer.
Especially in the summer.
Roof inspections.
Yep, making sure those roofs can handle the rain.
And then, like, general upkeep.
Yeah, painting, landscaping.
Pest control.
Oh,
Yeah.
gotta keep those pests away.
So it's really about being proactive.
Proactive is key.
Catching small problems before they become big problems.
Exactly.
And then on top of all that,
Yeah.
landlords in California
Yeah.
have to comply with these very strict
Habitation standards.
habitation standards.
Yeah, California law is very specific
About what?
about what makes a property livable. So things like
Like what?
proper ventilation,
Okay.
working plumbing, adequate heating and cooling,
Hot water.
hot water,
Safe electrical systems.
all of that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep track of.
So it sounds like being a landlord,
It's a job.
it's a full-time job.
It can be.
And it's not just about collecting rent.
No, it's about maintaining a safe and habitable property.
For your tenants.
Absolutely.
So with all this maintenance and repairs,
Yeah.
communication with tenants must be super important.
Communication is key.
Key.
How?
Well, first of all, it builds trust.
Between the landlord and the tenant?
Exactly.
Okay.
And it helps prevent
Oh,
misunderstandings.
I see.
So, for example, if a tenant submits a maintenance request, the landlord needs to respond promptly and
Pronto.
keep the tenant updated
On what's happening.
exactly on the status of the repair.
Okay.
And then even just like little things,
Like what?
like sending out a newsletter,
Oh, yeah. Or just checking in with tenants periodically.
just to see how they're doing.
Exactly. It makes a big difference.
So it's really about creating a sense of community where
Exactly.
the landlord and the tenants are working together.
To keep the property in good shape.
Okay, so we've got legal
Yeah.
disclosures, tenant screening, lease agreements,
Yeah.
rent collection,
Right.
maintenance and repairs,
Okay. Yeah.
communication.
What about risk management?
Oh, yeah, risk
It's
management
an
and
insurance.
insurance, another big one.
Huge.
So tell me about that. What kind of risks do Sacramento landlords need to be thinking about?
Well, all sorts of risks. Like, first of all, liability.
Liability.
If someone gets injured on the property,
Oh, right.
the landlord could be held responsible.
So you need insurance to cover that.
Absolutely.
Okay, what else?
Well, natural disasters.
Natural disaster.
California is prone to earthquakes,
Yeah. It's all
wildfires,
sorts of things.
all sorts of things.
So you need insurance to cover all of that.
Yep.
Okay.
And then on top of that, just general property damage.
Property damage.
And things like fires or vandalism.
So it's really about protecting yourself.
Protecting your investment.
From the unexpected.
Exactly. You can't predict everything, but you can be prepared.
Prepared.
So risk management and insurance.
Essential.
Essential.
For any Sacramento landlord.
Or any landlord, really.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've talked about legal disclosures, tenant screening, lease agreements, rent collection, maintenance and repairs, communication, risk management, and insurance.
And now for the topic everyone loves to hate.
Evictions.
Evictions.
Nobody wants to talk about evictions.
Nope.
But they're a reality.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
It's a last resort.
A last resort.
But sometimes it's necessary.
So how do evictions work in Sacramento?
Well, California has very specific laws.
Of course.
About how evictions can be carried out.
So it's not just like you can just kick someone out.
No, no, no.
There's a process.
A very specific process.
Okay, what is the process?
Well, first of all, the landlord has to have legal grounds for the eviction.
Legal grounds?
Like non-payment of rent.
Okay.
Or a violation of the lease agreement.
Nah.
And then the landlord has to serve the tenant with proper notice.
Proper notice.
Yeah, like a 3-day notice to pay rent or quit.
Okay.
Or a 30-day notice to vacate.
I see.
And then if the tenant doesn't comply,
yeah,
then the landlord can file an unlawful detainer lawsuit.
Oh, wow. So it can get really legal.
It can.
So it's important to have everything documented.
Documentation is key.
And to follow the process carefully.
Meticulously.
Because if you make a mistake,
it can backfire.
And the eviction could be invalid?
Exactly.
So evictions are complicated.
There.
And they should always be a last resort.
Always.
But sometimes they're necessary.
Unfortunately, yes.
All right, so we talked about evictions.
Yep.
What about property inspections?
Oh, inspections. Those are important too.
Why are they important?
Well, for a few reasons.
Okay.
First of all, they allow landlords to identify any maintenance issues early on.
Before they become big problems.
Exactly.
Okay, what?
Well, they also help ensure that the tenants are complying with the lease agreement.
So, like, they're not smoking inside?
Yeah, or they're not running a business out of the apartment.
Uh-huh.
And then they also help document the condition of the property.
Okay, why is that important?
Well, for example, if a tenant moves out,
yeah,
and they've caused damage to the property, the landlord can use the inspection reports to deduct the cost of repairs.
From the security deposit.
Exactly.
So it's all about protecting the landlord's investment.
Absolutely.
Okay, but what about tenant privacy?
Oh, that's a huge issue in California.
Is it California?
Yeah, tenants have a lot of rights here.
Okay.
So landlords can't just barge in whenever they want.
They can't.
No, they have to provide proper notice.
Proper notice.
Usually 24 or 48 hours. And they can only enter for specific reasons.
Like what?
Like to perform repairs or to conduct a routine inspection.
Okay.
And they have to be respectful of the tenant's privacy.
So it's a balancing act.
It is.
Between protecting the property.
And respecting the tenant's rights.
Okay. Well, we have covered so much today.
I know. It's a lot.
I feel like my brain is full.
Mine too.
But in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
It's amazing how much goes into property management.
It is. It's a complex field.
And it's not just about collecting rent.
No, it's so much more than that.
It's about understanding the law.
Uh-huh.
Managing risks.
Maintaining the property.
Communicating with tenants.
Being organized.
Being ethical.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility.
And it's different everywhere.
That's true.
We've been talking about Sacramento.
Right.
But every city.
Every state.
Has its own unique set of rules and challenges.
I'm already thinking about, like, how different things must be in New York City.
Oh, yeah. Completely different. Or London.
Or Tokyo.
It's fascinating.
London.
So if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
And you're interested in property management.
Uh-huh.
Think about the specific challenges and opportunities in your own area.
What makes your market unique?
Yeah, it's a great way to apply what we've talked about today.
Absolutely.
And if you're interested in learning more about a specific topic.
Like lease agreements.
Or evictions or whatever.
Yeah.
Let us know.
We might do a whole deep dive on it.
Yeah, so don't be shy.
Send us your questions.
All right, before we wrap up.
Yeah.
I just want to say, if you are looking for expert guidance in navigating the Sacramento property market.
Yeah.
You might want to reach out to someone like Darren Baby.
He's great.
Yeah, he really knows his stuff.
He does.
All right, well, that is it for today's deep dive.
Wow, we made it.
I know.
Our brains are full.
But I hope you learned something.
I hope so, too.
And we'll catch you on the next episode.
See ya.
Bye.